Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Sunday, November 28th, 2 p.m., Pinocchio, sponsored by the Carolina Ballet at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at Progress Energy Center. Pinocchio was an immediate hit with audiences when the ballet had its premiere last year in Seattle. Now the puppet-turned-boy pays us a visit in the original Pacific Northwest Ballet production by acclaimed choreographer Bruce Wells. Favorites from Carolina Ballet's repertory of works are also featured on this Thanksgiving holiday offering. Saturday, December 4th, 2 p.m., Burn the Floor, Broadway Series South at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at Progress Energy Center. Featuring Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars. Mark Ballas of TV's Dancing with the Stars will join the touring company of Burn the Floor for a limited engagement beginning November 30th in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ballas will perform with dance partner Giselle Peacock. The international dance sensation Burn the Floor visits the Progress Energy Center direct from its record-breaking run on Broadway. You've seen ballroom dance on shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. Now, with Burn the Floor, you feel live, on stage, all the passion, the drama, and the sizzling excitement of 20 gorgeous champion dancers in a true theatrical experience, a performance with a grace and athleticism that the New York Times calls dazzling. From Harlem's hot nights at the Savoy, where dances such as the Lindy Foxtrot and Charleston were born, to the Latin Quarter, where the cha-cha, rumba, and salsa steamed up the stage, Burn the Floor takes audiences on a journey through the passionate drama of dance and elegance. Yes, the Viennese waltz, the exuberance of the jive, the intensity of the Paso Doble. Audiences will experience them all, as well as the tango, samba, mambo, quick step, and swing. Burn the Floor, it's ballroom reinvented. Featured dances in the show include the waltz, cha-cha, samba, salsa, rumba, foxtrot, quick step, mambo, tango, swing, jive, lindy hop, Viennese waltz, and Paso Doble. Sunday, December 5th, 2 p.m., Crowns by Regina Taylor, presented by Burning Coal at Mimondi Theater at Murphy School. Some free tickets for users of AD are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Burning Coal revival of this floor-jarring gospel music about a young woman from the big city sent to live with her grandmother in rural North Carolina. Directed by Rebecca Holderness, this play will be presented as a co-production with Sanford's Temple Theater. Estimated runtime is 2 hours. Sunday, December 5th, 3 p.m. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Presented by Cary Players at Cary Town Council Chambers, 316 North Academy Street in Cary. Some free tickets for users of AD are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Presented as a 1940-style radio drama, this heartwarming play is the perfect holiday outing for the entire family. Enjoy an evening of drama, radio jingles, and holiday music. The magic includes Foley artists creating live sound effects on stage, while actors in period costumes retell this inspirational story. Thursday, December 9th, 7 p.m., A Christmas Carol. Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Memorial Auditorium in downtown Raleigh. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III first premiered in 1974. It has been performed each year since and has become the theater's major fundraiser. Approximately 30,000 people attend the local production run in Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina. For information on any of these events, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Let's turn now to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. November 30th, Ars Nova, a concert of new acoustic chamber music from the Composition Studio, 5 p.m., Person Recital Hall. November 30th, guest recital, Daniel Herskovich of Sydney Conservatorium Piano, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 1st, UNC Jazz Combos with guest artist Rashawn Barber, saxophone, 4 p.m., Hill Hall, Room 107. December 1st, Jazz After Hours, Jim Ketch Quartet with guest artist Rashawn Barber, saxophone, 9 p.m., West End Wine Bar, Chapel Hill. December 2nd, UNC Jazz Band with guest artist Rashawn Barber, saxophone, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 3rd, Carolina Choir and UNC Chamber Singers, Peace on Earth, music of Mendelssohn, Palestrina, and Schoenberg, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 5th, MICO at UNC, Fall Chamber Music Recital, 6 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. December 5th, UNC Baroque Ensemble and Viol Consort, 7:30 p.m., Person Recital Hall. December 7th, UNC Wind Ensemble and UNC Symphony Band, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. $10 general admission, $5 UNC students, faculty, staff, and seniors. For information on this event, call 919-843-3333. December 9th, Music on the Hill, UNC Symphony Orchestra, Brahms Symphony No. 2, Samuel Barber's Piano Concerto, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of his birth, Molly Morkowski, UNC 94 soloist. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information on this event, you can also call 919-843-3333. December 10th, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra. Singing and Swinging for the Holidays, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. And again, for this event, information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. And for any of the events where you need further information, you can always call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. To performances, Chiappi Quartet Lunchtime Classics No. 2, Mozart Quartets, Tuesday, November 30th, 12 p.m., Rare Book Room, Perkins Library, free and open to the public. Please note the date change from November 16th. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. In each of these free lunchtime events, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free, food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Chiappi addresses canonical works by Mozart. The program is Mozart's String Quartet No. 18 in A Major, K-464. Note, parking for all Chiappi Lunchtime Classics is available in the Bryan Center Parking Garage, PGIV, not on the Chapel Quad. VJ Iyer Trio, Friday, December 3rd, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26. Duke students pay $5. A boundless and deeply important young star, says LA Weekly. Iyer sits at the head of a new table of jazz titans, calling on a grab bag of sources, foreign and domestic, pop and jazz, to forge a bold new music sound that's American to its core. With a liquid urgency that consistently staggers the imagination, says All Music Guide. His audacious compositions and nervy piano line have already placed him in the pantheon of modern greats, redefining the nature of modern jazz pianism, says the Chicago Tribune. Vijay Iyer Trio, Vijay Iyer on piano, Stephen Crump bass, Marcus Gilmore drums. Acclaim for Historicity, the most recent release by the Vijay Iyer Trio. Number one Jazz Pop Album of the Year, New York Times. Number one Jazz Album of the Year, NPR. Number one Jazz Album of the Year, LA Times. Number one Innovative Jazz Release of 2009, Chicago Tribune. Number one Best Jazz of 2009, PopMatters.com. Number two Jazz Album of the Year, Jazz Times. Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang. Opener, The Babblers, Saturday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $38 and $32. Duke students pay $5. In a high mountain warble that can be described only as miraculous, says the New York Times, Bonnie Prince Billy, Will Oldham, sings austerely beautiful songs about abandoned meadows and a carnal love. Charging loss with fragile transcendence. Stalked by ghosts, Oldham's upended Americana is as powerful as his capacity for self-invention. In his newest guise as the Bonnie Prince, the shape-shifting Kentucky native continues paradoxically to expose genuine aspects of himself. Backed by longtime collaborator Emmett Kelly, the Cairo Gang, his poetic confessionals will heat Reynolds with quiet fire, says Pitchfork. Oldham eschews traditional genre labels, but his deeply emotional, sometimes primitive acoustic songs resonate with a rare beauty and literary vision, says NPR. Pit seating will be available for this performance. Please check with the box office for availability. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now let's turn to Duke events. Chamber Music Recital, Tuesday, November 30th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Chamber Music Recital featuring undergraduate students. For information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Jazz Ensemble with Scott Sawyer, guitar. Thursday, December 2nd, 8 to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $10 for general admission, $5 for students and senior citizens. This Notes from Home concert features North Carolina guitarist Scott Sawyer, who teaches at East Carolina University. Sawyer has performed in Asia, Brazil, Canada, Central America, Europe, the Middle East, and throughout the USA. He has shared the stage and or appeared on numerous recordings with many notable artists, including Nina Freeland, Charlie Bird, Oteil Burbidge, Tony Williamson, Jack Wilkins, and others. The Duke Ensemble is directed by John Brown. And again, for further information, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Chapel Choir presents Handel's Messiah, Rodney Wincope conducting. Friday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 4th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, December 5th at 3 p.m. in the Duke Chapel, general admission seating. Tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for non-Duke students, and youths ages 12 to 17 only. Children under 12 will not be admitted. We apologize for any inconvenience. For a family-friendly holiday event in Duke Chapel, please see our Duke Chorale Christmas concert. Admission will also be free for the first 200 Duke students, $5 thereafter. The concert is 3 hours long with a 15-minute intermission. Late seating restrictions may be in place. Please arrive on time. Call 919-684-3898 for more information. And it is the Duke Chorale Christmas Concert, Tuesday, December 7th, 7 to 9 p.m., Duke Chapel, and the cost of admission is one non-perishable food item. The concert features seasonal selections by the Duke Chorale, as well as traditional carols for the entire audience to sing, and stories and special treats for the children. This family holiday event is a long-standing tradition for many area residents. The concert begins at 7 p.m., but come early for organ and carillon holiday music beginning at 6:30 p.m. Admission to the event is a non-perishable food item for needy families in Durham. In past years, over 2,000 pounds of food has been collected and donated to the Food Bank of North Carolina and Durham Community Kitchen. The Duke Chorale is directed by Rodney Wincook. For contact information, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Duke Symphony Orchestra Concert with Young O, soprano, and Eric Pritchard, violinist. Wednesday, December 8th, 8 to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. Samuel Barber, 1910 to 1981. A Centennial Celebration Program. First Essay for Orchestra. Knoxville, Summer of 1915. Violin Concerto, Opus 14th. Die Natale, Chorale Preludes for Christmas. The Duke Symphony Orchestra is directed by Harry Davidson. For contact information on this event, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Tickets for all Duke events are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Turning now to the North Carolina Symphony. It's North Carolina Symphony, lighting up the holidays with all the glitz and glamour of Broadway. Holiday Pops with the Broadway Tenors, November 26th and 27th. It's not the same all-holiday concert this year at the North Carolina Symphony, as Maestro William Henry Curry welcomes three of show business's most talented performers to the stage for Holiday Pops with the Broadway Tenors. Also featuring the concert singers of Cary, the concert takes place Thanksgiving weekend at Mamandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, beginning Friday, November 26th at 8 p.m. Two performances follow on Saturday, November 27th at 3 p.m. and then again at 8 p.m. The evening features an inspired blend of treasured holiday melodies and Broadway favorites, offering audiences the most joyous music to start the most wonderful time of the year. Concert goers will delight to the tenors' renditions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, holiday-inspired selections from MAME and A Christmas Carol, and medleys of classic tunes by legendary American songwriters Rodgers and Hammerstein and Irving Berlin. The concert singers of Cary add their touch with selections that make for the unforgettable live music experience, including the Hallelujah Chorus. Audience members then get into the act with a special sing-along titled Christmas Memories. Always stylish and fun, the Broadway tenors offer world-class renditions of some of the greatest songs ever written, sung by the people who make them come alive every night on stage in New York. Joining the symphony in Raleigh will be Olivier Award nominee Brent Barrett, most recently Billy Flynn in Chicago. Lewis Cleal, whose Broadway credits include Spamalot and Once Upon a Mattress with Sarah Jessica Parker, and Tony Award nominee Brian Lane Greene. Regular tickets to these Fidelity Investments Pop Series performances range from $30 to $60. For tickets or information, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. The state of North Carolina has issued your symphony an $8 million challenge. You can learn more about it at www.ncsymphony.org/challenge. Holiday Pops, statewide Holiday Pops. Sunday, November 28th, 3 p.m., Jacksonville Northside High School Auditorium, Jacksonville. Ticket price is $26. William Henry Curry, resident conductor. Join your North Carolina Symphony for a performance sure to put you in a festive mood. Maestro William Henry Curry provides the cheer with joyous music, including Adeste Fidelis, Sheep May Safely Graze, and A Christmas Overture. Then sing along to many of your heartwarming holiday favorites. WUNC Radio Broadcast, Radio Broadcast Series, Monday, November 29th, 8 p.m., WUNC Radio, 91.5 FM, the North Carolina Symphony. This month's WUNC Radio broadcast will feature Andrew Litton, conductor, William Wolfram, piano, Carolina Women's Choir. The program is Vaughn Williams, Overture to the Wasps, Grieg, piano concerto in A minor for piano and orchestra, Opus 16, Holtz, The Planets, Opus 32, 91.5 FM in the Triangle, 88.9 FM in Manteo, and 90.9 FM in Rocky Mount. Composer Portraits, Mozart, Amadeus, 2010-2011, Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh. Friday, December 3rd, 8 p.m., Saturday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Sunday, December 5th, 3 p.m., all are at the Mamondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Playmakers Repertory Company. Grant Llewellyn, Music Director, and Joseph Haig, Playmakers Repertory Company, Producing Artistic Director. Sir Peter Schaeffer's beloved play Amadeus is the basis for a spellbinding new hybrid of music and theater. Actors Ray Dooley and Michael Urey, Ugly Betty, star in the first ever collaboration between the North Carolina Symphony and Playmakers Repertory Company, bringing music's most famous prodigy to life on the concert hall stage. Don't miss this exciting collaboration of two of the Triangle's premier performing art organizations. The acting cast, Soleri, Ray Dooley, Mozart, Michael Urey, Constanza, Janie Brookshire, Emperor, Joseph Haig, Venticelli I et al., Jeffrey Blair, Cornell, Venticelli II et al., Jeffrey Mienza. Ticket prices are $30 to $60. And it's Holiday Pops again. Statewide Holiday Pops, Tuesday, December 7th, 7:30 p.m., Hayworth Fine Arts Center in High Point. Jeffrey Pollock is the conductor. Once again, you can join your North Carolina Symphony for a performance sure to put you in a festive mood. Guest conductor Jeffrey Pollock provides the cheer with joyous music, including Adeste Fidelis, Sheep May Safely Graze, and A Christmas Overture. Then sing along to many of your heartwarming holiday favorites. Tickets can be purchased by calling the High Point University box office at 336-841-4673. And then the same concert is portrayed again on Wednesday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Helms Center, Cowan University, Murfreesboro. Ticket prices there are $25. And last, once again, Thursday, December 9th, 7:30 p.m., College of Albemarle Auditorium, Elizabeth City. Tickets can be purchased by calling the College of the Albemarle at 252-335-0821, extension 2345. And finally, the concert will be presented once again Friday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the center at Halifax Community College in Weldon. Ticket prices are $10 to $35. Hillier Community Chorus presents. On Sunday, December 5th at 7 p.m., the Hillier Community Chorus with soloists and orchestra will present its Advent program of Magnificat by Sammartini and The Heavens Declare God's Glory by Saint-Saëns. This concert will be at Hillier Memorial Christian Church, 718 Hillsborough Street, Raleigh. The soloists will be Meg Risinger, soprano, Laura Williams, mezzo, Nancy Brenner, alto, Rob Madry, tenor, John Carney and Dick Wilson, baritones, and Lewis Moore, bass. These two compositions will be performed by the soloists, orchestra, and 85-voice chorus under the direction of Paul B. Conway. The performance is free and open to the public, and it is handicapped accessible. This is a community chorus, not a church choir. Should you need additional information, please contact Paul B. Conway at 919-787-9458. UNC North Carolina presents North Carolina's World War II Experience. On Tuesday, December 7th, 2010, at 8 p.m., UNC-TV honors North Carolina's greatest generation with the premiere of the two-hour documentary event, North Carolina's World War II Experience. Through a remarkable array of revealing personal accounts from local veterans and civilians, this UNC-TV original production stands as a moving testament to those North Carolinians who served and sacrificed during the Second World War. From the home front, where camps and bases sprang up across the state and Nazi U-boats targeted merchant ships off the Outer Banks, to the battlefronts of North Africa, Europe, and the Pacific, North Carolina's World War II experience weaves together personal stories with stunning archival footage, photographs, and newspaper headlines. "This was the most complicated story I've ever tried to tell," said North Carolina's World War II Experience director Scott Davis. "We not only describe how North Carolinians experienced the war on the home front, we also relate the combat stories of 10 Tar Heel veterans who served in Europe and the Pacific." Again, this will be presented Tuesday, December 7th at 8 p.m. on UNC TV. Once again, here's the schedule for the Holiday Pops statewide Holiday Pops concerts. Sunday, November 28th, 3 p.m., Jacksonville Northside High School Auditorium in Jacksonville. Ticket prices $26. William Henry Curry, North Carolina Symphony resident conductor. And then the same concert, Tuesday, December 7th, 7:30 p.m., Hayworth Fine Arts Center, High Point, Jeffrey Pollock, conductor. Tickets for the event in High Point can be purchased by calling the High Point University box office at 336-841-4673. The next presentation is Wednesday, December 8th, 7:30 p.m., Helm Center, Cowan University, Murfreesboro. Ticket prices there, $25. The next presentation is Thursday, December 9th, 7:30 p.m., College of Albemarle Auditorium, Elizabeth City. For this event, tickets can be purchased by calling the College of the Albemarle at 252-335-0821, extension 2345. And the final performance is Friday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m., the Center at Halifax Community College, Weldon, where ticket prices are $10 to $35. And for any information or ticket prices, you can always contact the North Carolina Symphony at 919-733-2750 or go to their website at www.northcarolinasymphony.org. And don't forget, the state of North Carolina has issued the Symphony an $8 million challenge, where you can learn more about it at www.ncsymphony.org/challenge. Well, it looks like it's just about that time again. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.